All right. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to sunny Brussels, to the second edition of the Modern Email Dev Room. My name is Hans Jörg. I'm organizing this wonderful Dev Room now the second time in a row with Michael, Benoit, and Damien. Maybe you can very shortly stand up. So there weren't enough t-shirts this year for all of us, but I hope you can cope with that. We are totally delighted to see at this time in the morning already so many people interested in email and in our dev rooms. That's wonderful. So we hopefully have a very great day. So before we had the dev room last year, I think for quite some while there was no explicit dev room on email. Email is a very old technology in a way. It's a very early technology, a very ubiquitous technology on the internet, and on the other way, it's also a very modern one, which you might ask yourself why we call this a modern email dev room, because in a way, there's all this talk about data sovereignty and all that kind of stuff, and in a way, email is like the oldest data sovereignty technology, because it connects your personal information space directly in a standardized, open, and decentralized way with the public internet. And we have been seeing in recent years there's a lot of new work going on in email, in standardizations, in new implementations, in new programming languages. Some of these things we will also see today in many of the talks. So I think that will be very exciting for the email community here. As last year, we tried to cluster a little bit the talks, so you might have seen that already in the agenda. So we start a little bit with the client side, have servers, protocols, we have a security section later on, and so on. So a very good mixture of talks from all various kinds of things. I hope you will enjoy the day. So first of all, thanks for being here. Thanks also for FOSDEM, again, for organizing this awesome event. And before we start with the first speaker, Robin, who is already like on the site, just two or three small organization remarks. You might see we have no amplification this year in the room. Yeah, so I'm speaking at the microphone, but it's just for the purpose of the camera. That's also interesting for the speakers because it confused me a little bit. That means we also don't have a microphone for the Q&A. So please speak up a little bit and the speakers maybe try repeat the question so everybody can hear them clearly. So that's one thing. Then we have one little change in the agenda. We still need to try to fix that in there because Katie from Thunderbird Mobile unfortunately couldn't be here. So all the best to him if he's listening. And instead, we will do a small panel discussion on the JMAP standard with people implementing it in the afternoon. This is a slot at 15:30. So let's say it like that. Then we have our friends of email dinner in the evening. You find the link on the GitHub of the call for papers. So if you're interested and didn't sign up yet, do so. I think there is not yet a location fixed, but we'll probably try the same location as last year in the inner city because there was plenty of space. So hopefully that will work well. Since the dev room ends at 7, we might reserve for 8:30 or something like that, so everybody has enough time to get there. I guess probably if you are some minutes earlier, it will also not be a problem, but we will make sure we are there at 8:30. If you sign up on that HackMD thing, that helps us planning a little bit for what we reserve, that would be awesome. Okay. Then to the speakers, we are still missing some PDFs, so please try upload them early on because it helps us really getting quickly from presentation to presentation. There will be typically a 20 minutes talk and some 5 minute discussion and some 5 minute switchover roughly so people can change rooms if they want to. There is also the FOSDEM chat. I think there are QR codes also. Where you can ask questions, and we'll try to monitor that a little bit and put that in. And I think I'm looking at everybody if we are all set. So let's go. Robin, it's your stage.